Ooh-wee, welcome to Top Tier, the show where Kyle and I battle out about who has the best list and why I always win. I'm your host, Joseph.
It's unfair, really.
Alongside me, you've lost every game we put out.
It's truly unfair.
It's truly unfair.
Only because you somehow always get the first pick or the pick. Right before you take what I'm going to take immediately right before.
Fair. I was just, I'm in your head.
You took Nathan Drake's fists for me, and I have that in the back pocket.
I swear to God, when we do all the Patreon changes, which they're going to be really, we got some really cool ideas. Top Tier needs to stay because I love this idea.
Yeah, really I know just like we need to be more consistent with it. It's been a bit.
My apologies on that. I've been very depressed.
Well, it's not just, we've just been crazy busy the last couple months.
And some things you tell me, it's pretty nuts. Kyle's, okay, we're dealing with Hollywood Hogan level Kyle.
No. I will never, ever be a heel. Ever.
And I'm envious of that. Because I always go, like, I'm going to do baby face this time around. But being a dickhead is just so much
fun. It's fun. I can't do it. Like, no joke, me just joking around, being a bad guy, and, like, being quote-unquote mean or as mean as I can get, I always have to follow it up with, I'm so sorry, it's a joke. Even like on tweets, if I'm like, I always have to add a heart or something just so people know that I'm totally kidding.
Yeah,
I can't have that out there without some sort of like clarification.
I'll do like a winky face. That's the best you'll get out of
me.
Be like, ha ha ha, like you know I'm playing around, like a wink, like if it's someone, if it's like Luke, I got like, I took out a tweet because I didn't like, there was a tweet I made today. I went a little bit too hard at Luke. And I was like, you know what? This is actually too bad. I can't. I'm going to take it down. I'm going to take it. Like, I noticed I went too far.
Ah, fair.
But like, if it's someone I don't know, I'm going to be like, wink. Sure. All right. Kyle, listen, we're about to argue over the best non-PlayStation 3 games.
Sure. So, top tier, if you don't know, we each draft a team. Yep. Then you guys get to vote on who has the better team. You pick a winner. As Joe alluded to, I've lost the other times. You know, not salty at all. Nope. This one, just thought of in the moment. I thought it would be cool. We're picking best PlayStation 3 games that aren't PlayStation games, if that makes sense. They're not exclusive to PlayStation.
Right.
You can play it on the other systems at the time. They're available elsewhere, but they're part of the PS3 library.
Yes.
So no Uncharted, no Infamous, no Journey, no Last of Us. It's got to be other games that are available on PS3, but also elsewhere.
Okay, fair enough.
And how do we choose? Do I go first since I always lose?
I think you get to choose. Do you want to go first? You want to go last?
I would love to go first.
Go for it. What's the first game you like to pick?
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Really? Grand Theft Auto 5.
What are we talking about? The best-selling game of all time? Has it's been 11 years and it's still on the sales charts?
Right.
And it's so innovative in its open world. We just talked about on the main show of the open world being like, We're getting kind of tired of it.
Right.
But we know the back of our hands, that map. We know exactly where everything is. The online portion is gigantic. Mm. It's huge. It's still going strong. Fair. And the fact that we're just now getting a GTA 6, hopefully next year, just goes to show the staying power that GTA 5 is.
I mean, it's
the Babe Ruth of this era.
Yeah, and I just think we're all so tired of it.
Exactly. I want to see something new from GTA 5. Yeah, GTA. So
I would argue this. GTA 5, fine game. Like, I think it's a very good game. And I think it did a lot of things right. But
again, you're talking about a game from 2013.
But here's the thing. On its own, GTA 5 is just, it's good. It's no Last of Us level good.
No.
What people are playing is the separate game, Grand Theft Auto Online.
Hold on now. There's no way you're going to count that.
Yeah, they sell it as a separate SKU, I think.
No, you need the base game of GTA 5 to play it.
On PS3, but like,
well, I'm just saying. Well, that's what we're talking about here.
Everybody just plays the online. They're not in it for the story. They're just in it to grief people.
I don't know. It's in the engine. It's part of the game.
How do you think? I am actually curious, putting in a GTA 5 PS3 version. How does it look?
Yeah.
Because, like, what we think it probably looks like. It's
been so long, I think, of the PS4.
Exactly. Or the enhanced, like.
Yeah, it's a good question to ask.
You know what? Let's do this.
Because, like, hopping into, like, the PS2 classics on PS4.
Yeah.
Wild to see what they look like.
Yeah.
Compared to like back in the day, like, oh my god, this is so detailed. The map is so big. It is a tiny ass map.
Let me see if they have any side by side here. Oh wow. Oh wow. Yeah, no, we definitely think of the PS4 version. Holy, yeah. And they got one side by side. I
played it on PS3.
I did too. Yep.
Yeah.
God, this is a great game. This is a great game. I'm not going to trash it. I think that's a really good pick. But I think you forget one, Kyle.
Oh, no. I have plenty in my holster.
I mean, let's just relax there, okay? And when I think of, like, these games, it all starts. Yeah.
I totally forgot the caveat that I wanted to add to this.
What's that?
We got to pick one indie.
Okay,
one smaller game. Like a PSN style of game.
Fair enough.
Yep.
We got to put Dark Souls in here.
Okay.
Dark Souls is the GOAT. Dark Souls is the thing that starts it all. Dark Souls is the, I remember when Dark Souls came out and people were like buying the Prima strategy guides.
Oh, in, yeah.
Like bulk. Like, I remember my two friends, Chris and I say just Chris and Chris. The two Chris's, they were the ones that were really weird about Dark Souls, and I'm like, what is this game, what's it all about? Mm-hmm. And then watching them play, I was like, this game is, I mean, it started the, like, you died, right? It started the, like, the challenging game, like, we're not gonna hold your hand type of shit. Yeah, because this is absolutely, because this is when we're getting into the days of, like, hey, this, games are meant to be beaten, right? We're here to just hold your hand through and through. Where, wow. Like, Dark Souls, you have, like, amazing boss fights. You have this, like, the system that nobody made yet, right? Like, the L1, R1 for, like, parry and block, or parry or block and fight. So, like, you know, to me, Dark Souls is the start of what will come, the greatest game of all time. It's the evolution of it. Whereas, like, GTA 5 is just a cash cow that just gets suckers and losers in day in, day out. Oh, we put a little Hasbro set in GTA Online.
So wish there was a video version so people could see my face and be like,
he's a Greek. He's nodding.
Yes. I am not. I am sitting here and shocked that you would disrespect Demon Souls like that and say Dark Souls was the beginning.
Yeah, it is.
Souls was the beginning.
I love Demon Souls.
Wrong. They learn from that and expanded on it, but without Demon Souls, is no Dark Souls.
I'm going to correct you here, sir. Okay,
you can correct Demon me Souls all
is
you
a
want.
Fine game. It's a fine game.
I'm not saying quality wise. I'm saying they first started with Demon Souls.
It's like you're talking about, like,
the you Prometheus, died is from Demon Souls.
Prometheus meets. Shut your mouth.
Shut your beautiful mouth.
Because, like, Miyazaki took over that game, and there were a lot of ideas that, like, you want, like, world tendency and all that shit. Like, it was rough.
Sure.
And Dark Souls very much is the game that's like, this is the thing that starts it all. Where, like, this is like the prelude of it. Dark Souls is the thing that makes it popular. You know, nobody thinks about, I don't know, Rubber Soul, but they think of Abbey Road. This is the Abbey Road right? This is the Beatles that you know, not John Lennon with Yoko. That's Demon Souls. This is the primo shit right here. It's Dark Souls.
That's fine. I am A-okay with you taking Dark Souls. I am so okay that you took Dark Souls. Because my second pick,
I'm so happy for you,
is a game we both adore. Mm-hmm. One of the best games ever made.
Sure, I bet.
Mass Effect 2.
That's a good choice.
Is opened my eyes to a new style of RPG. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm so fond of that cast of characters even today. Mm. It is hard for me to play some of these open world RPG games. And if they don't have loyalty missions, it's a huge negative.
It's true
to me. I love going on missions for each of my party members to get to know them more and to expand on their story arcs. Mm-hmm. And obviously, again, they started with Mass Effect 1, of course.
Sure.
But 2 being the first Mass Effect that was on PlayStation. It just, like, I remember being blown away by that. And even not enjoying the mining of the planets.
Oh, God.
I'm, like, totally into that now. Like, I love that.
It's awful design.
Sure it is. But, like, yeah. It's great. Mass Effect 2 is a goat. And welcome to the squad, you know?
Listen, Mass Effect 2 is a great game that you need to play the original Mass Effect 4.
No, you don't. They did a catch up on PS3. And you got to make the choices from the first game.
You're playing the lesser version. That's the problem with Mass Effect
2. How are you playing the lesser version?
Because it's like, oh, here's a quick little 5-minute comic book. This will get you caught up.
Make the choices.
It's not the same as you making the choices in Mass Effect 1.
You're gatekeeping how to do it? Okay.
Yes, this is important. This is, people hold it like...
Yeah,
like,
so important that they didn't just pick a canon like in Infamous let you choose it. Mm-mm. So you didn't have to wait until the first one eventually came over.
It's why the Mass Effect trilogy on PS4 is so beloved. It's because it's the first time we actually were able to get, you know, Mass Effect 1.
Wrong. Right,
and be or sorry, there was like the
when
trilogy
three came got, out when right. three came out you can the get trilogy one.
But then, like, it took that long. You already played 2.
Sure.
You had a dumb little comic book, dumb little graphic novel to carry you through.
Could it's, not disagree
with I feel like, and listen, it's not to say Mass Effect 2 is one of my favorite games of all time, but you are playing the lesser version. You need to be playing it on Xbox 360. That's just a fact check.
Could not disagree with you more. Okay. Could not. You're just salty. I took it from you.
I'm not salty about it. I love that game. I'm not even doing this for a bit. I'm very passionate about this. You need to play the first one
play the first one. 2 was my first one. And I totally got it.
That's
when
mistake.
Ashley popped up in my playthrough of 2.
You didn't understand.
You understood why she was important when she popped up.
That's like watching, okay, real talk. That's like you just watched the Watch Mojo synopsis of Dune Part 1. And you're like,
we
I'm walking into Dune Part 2.
All the time about there not being enough time in the day. To say, here's your homework and play a 100-hour RPG before the first time this game is on and go buy a new console to play it on? No. Give me the cliff notes. Let me make the choices instead of you telling me the canon that you want me to have in my playthrough. They did a great job. It was a huge task and a hurdle to overcome, and they nailed it.
Wrong. I'm just very vehement here. You did not get the same feeling. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, man. Right. I just didn't. Okay. God, why would you play 2 first? Again, you have to be like, oh, I missed something here. There's something like, dude, the villain in Mass Effect 1, and he was incredible. Incredible.
What's
and
his
then
name?
They're like, it's not important.
He's so incredible. He's you know.
He was awesome, dude. He was like this fallen, you know, like fucking, you know, like like soldier. He's like a terrorist now. You get to like you convince him to kill himself. Like it's really cool if you're like all about like and you just it's a comic book cell. But I would remember him if he was like one on PS3, but he's not. You can't just start at the. It's like I started Star Wars at Empire Strikes Back. I don't need to know New Hope. Come on.
I don't know. I'm happy I got to play 2 first and show me why I should care about Mass Effect. Just saying.
Okay. Fair enough. Wrong. Kyle, a question here.
God, I miss doing top tier and yelling at you over stupid stuff.
it blows my mind. This guy doesn't care about the love of the game. My question here is, can I pick a game that came out on the generation afterwards on the competitor software, or does it need to be from that generation?
It's got to be from the PS3 generation.
So like theoretically, if I were to argue for Persona 4, but it would come out on PS5, Xbox, PC afterwards.
Persona 4 was only Vita. The golden PS Persona 4 was also PS2. Wait, I'm thinking about,
yeah. Okay, I'm thinking about the remaster stuff. Okay, fair enough. So only of that generation.
Of that generation, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. Fair. I'm not arguing.
I'm shocked you haven't named one already. I know that you love.
Well, I'm going to say it probably.
Okay, that's why I'm not saying anything, just in case you mess up.
Here's the Rockstar game you should have picked.
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption.
See, 1. I'm a good friend. I would let you have it. I don't have the history with it, which is why I didn't pick it.
Red Dead Redemption 1 is so damn good. Its story is still like on its own, Kyle. I'm not even kidding you. The story is one of the greatest video game stories ever. Still, top 5. It does a good job of like saying, hey, listen, you love a good cowboy and what, like, we're inspired by this, but we're not doing a beat by beat of like stories you've already seen. Read, you know, watched on TV or in the theaters. It was its own thing, and that's what I missed from Red Dead 2. Not only is like not only is John Marston an amazing anti-hero, but the story is a really good, like, no one's good in this world. Like, even the people you think are good, everybody has like their motivations are just so clear. And you can't help but love an outlaw like John Marston. And then on top of that, you have like GTA 5 would not, I'm being God's honest truth, GTA 5 would not be anywhere near it where it would be if it was not for Red Dead Redemption Online. So if you're talking about, Dark Souls needs Demon Souls, GTA needs Red Dead Redemption 1 to set up the systems of which I think they went wrong with in GTA. Where like this one, you have the whole open world of the single player game. Now you're out there clearing bases with allies you're just wandering the world with, or matchmaking like with, clearing out like towns, clearing out like fortresses. And then you have your own team deathmatch mode. You got Gold Rush, but everybody fucking loved. And then the shooting mechanics were just so damn good for its time. You got the power weapons everybody's fighting for. It's really what GTA 5 should have been. And it's what pisses me off that like Rockstar, as great as they are, they had this good system back in the 2010s and they would just never move away from. Shooting in GTA 5 sucks, and the online is hindered by the fact that it works for Red Dead because you got 6 shooters. And then here you got like, you know, M16s and rocket launchers. It just doesn't work. So Red Dead Redemption 1 is a classic. It should be respected. And if you had the zebra in the game, you know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. One of the greatest games ever made. If not the greatest.
Okay. I was a kind and benevolent friend and let you have one of your favorite games.
Okay. Argument,
again, my list is from personal experience here. I'm not picking games that I have not played.
Okay,
fair enough. Which brings me to my third choice, which I'm going to take from you so you can't have it on your team.
Sure.
Would you kindly let me add BioShock?
You may. You're picking the lesser experience, but go for it.
Again, you need to stop thinking about where it performed better. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the best games. What is the meat of the game?
Yeah, you're choosing the lesser version of it.
Congratulations. Yeah, the best version of it is on the current the collection that's out the last couple of years ago.
Okay.
Like, what are we talking about here?
That's what you think.
Sure. The frames are better on Xbox? Get out of here with that bullshit.
It's actually, so it's made from the ground up on Xbox.
I don't care. I got to play it on PS3 first.
It came out, I think, what, like a year after the Xbox version.
Cool.
And it was a piece of shit, garbage, duty, caca, running.
Maybe game. For you. For me, I had a great time.
No, for me, I experienced it right and true on the Xbox, okay? Where it performed great. When I'm thinking about these games, Kyle, I'm not thinking, ooh, BioShock, one of the greatest games ever made. I'm thinking, yeah, BioShock, it's a great game. Did it perform the best on PlayStation?
We're not talking performance.
I would have picked Skyrim like for number one. Are you kidding me? But Skyrim's the biggest piece of shit on PS3. So okay. Like, why would I pick BioShock, which performed lousy on PS3 too?
Again, performance is relative. I didn't remember my time with BioShock when I played on PS3 as a negative thing performance-wise. I enjoyed it for
me neither. You want to know why?
Because you played it on 360.
On Xbox 360.
Again, but here's where you are just blindly ignoring the fact that I never owned an Xbox until Xbox One.
And this is the disgusting thing. You're going, oh, I'm fine reading lousy little fucking cartoon comics.
What are you talking?
I'm fine with running BioShock at 20 frames per second.
So you in this instance are expecting me I'm only allowed to enjoy BioShock on PS3 if I go play the game on its original platform first. If I still enjoy it on PS3, I'm allowed to be a fan of it.
You're not. Listen, I just feel bad. You could have played it somewhere else at the pure form where people remember it. It's on Xbox 360. It's not on PS3.
Wow.
Toxic again, joke. It had like I'm thinking of it, it had a complete year exclusivity plus on Xbox first.
Sure.
So people, when they're thinking BioShock, they're thinking Xbox. They're not thinking PlayStation, friend. They're just not.
Listen, I understand when you think of BioShock, you think of Xbox for sure. Yeah. But it still is on PlayStation. You can still experience that story and that twist with Andrew Ryan on your PS3.
It's just a lesson.
Okay, fine. If that's what you truly believe.
Yeah. Again, today I learned BioShock used to be an Xbox exclusive. This game is fun too. Yeah. And it said Xbox 360 only on Xbox 360 and Windows.
Sure. And then it came to PlayStation.
When all the fanfare, it's just like every time we talk about all the fanfares ended, and then it came to PlayStation. Okay. Well, is it at least good to play on PlayStation? Yeah, if you like games that constantly fucking crash on you, I bet it's great. I bet it's just dandy.
The fact that you throw out all knowledge of me as a video game player out the window and don't realize that I didn't even care about frames until Spider-Man PS5. Mm-hmm. I just play a game how they're given to me. I don't care. Mm-hmm. And for me, the BioShock experience was awesome.
I'm glad you
know. So it's on my list.
August 21st.
One of the greatest games of all time.
2007 PC Xbox 360. October 21st, 2008 PS3. A whole year and then some. That's how important BioShock was to 2K. And then they couldn't even fucking optimize it.
You were kind of, this is wild. We need to release this for everyone to hear. And, like, listen to this week's episode where you're like, man, I'm so tired of all this hating on games and gatekeeping bullshit. And here you are being the prime example of what you hate. And I know this is a character. I know you're doing this because we're arguing. But you are for real pissing me off.
I'm not even joking. I'm serious. You're playing the lesser version.
Anyway, BioShock is on my team. It's a great game. Legendary game.
I swear to God, if you pick should I just pick Skyrim?
Go for it.
I wouldn't do because the games, to me, I'm like, I'm a best PS3, like non PS3 game I'm thinking about someone that's playing it on PS3, though. All right, fuck it. Portal 2 is one of the best puzzle games ever made.
Go for it. That was on my list to draft. Yeah.
Portal is literally the greatest puzzle game ever made, and it's one of the best narratives, of which you genuinely do not need to play the first one to know. And I think that's genuinely important, because the only way you get to play it on either Xbox or PlayStation was through the orange box, which is incredibly rare nowadays. But seriously, oh my God. I mean, GLaDOS is iconic. Yep. She transcends video games. Wheatley.
Yep.
My Stephen brother Merchant in Christ.
Stephen Merchant. Killed it.
Killed it. And then, like, oh my God, you got the, what's his face? Oh my God. Who played
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Literally one of the best puzzle games ever made.
I agree. And that was my next pick. So thanks for taking it from me. Portal 2 is iconic. It's one of my favorites ever.
Yeah.
The fact that Valve is allergic to games with 3 in the title makes me upset.
It makes me upset. And they, listen, this game ran better on PS3 than Xbox.
Sure.
I think that's something people ought to know. You're playing the best version of Portal on PS3.
Sure.
Okay.
Again, we're not, this isn't a buyer's guide. We're not saying go get the best version. I'm just saying,
if you want the best version of the game.
For me personally, these are my favorite non-PS exclusive games.
Okay.
Again, I'm picking games that I played and completed from beginning to end.
I know, I'm proud of you.
Whoa. Okay.
All right. Okay.
So here's where I'm going to reach, okay?
Right. Okay.
This could totally go undrafted.
Sure.
But again, this game means so damn much to me.
Yeah.
What are you about to, what are you
I'll go troll you in a minute. Go for it.
Why are you laughing at me?
Yeah, go for it.
No, hold on. I got to figure this out. What are you laughing at me for?
No, my next pick is going to be funny.
Okay.
It could be.
Again, there are other games I'm looking at that I could totally pick and be happy with it, because they're some of my favorite games ever.
Sure.
But this game, again, Joe, I know this game didn't run very well. I don't care. It showed me what I was lacking in games that I played prior.
Yeah.
I'm taking Telltale's Walking Dead. It's one of my favorite stories and narratives in games.
I would allow it.
It emotionally wrecked me and was like, here's a gateway to important storytelling in games for an IP I couldn't give a shit about.
Yeah.
I didn't care about Walking Dead. This game made me care for Walking Dead. And honestly, watching the show and realizing Lee and Clem are not on the show, I was like, that bummed me out, because I love them and I love Clem. Clem, and that game just holds a special place in my heart because of Jayla being born right when I was playing that game.
That's the eldest child.
There you go. Good job. Thank you. And seeing so much of Jayla and Clem and obviously, this is only the original, but playing the second one and watching her grow as Jayla grows, it just, that game, those characters will always mean so much to me. And I can't not talk about the best PS3 games that aren't exclusive without having it on my team. So, granted, I know it could have gone undrafted. There are plenty of other games I could have added, but it's not a Kyle list if this isn't on it.
I've heard of. Kyle?
Yep. Can I guess what you're taking? Because all I have left is my PSN game, my indie game.
Okay, what do you think?
You taking Arkham City?
No.
I thought about it.
I thought about it too.
Are you taking Borderlands 2? Because I thought about it.
No, because the better version's on Xbox.
You're fucking insane.
Let me ask you a question. Are you about to take Rogue Legacy?
Am I?
Yeah.
No.
Because that came out later, right?
Why are you asking me?
I don't know. I just wanted to know.
I believe that would count if you want it. I'll look it up for you, because I know what my
pick is. I'm not gonna be a big giant dingus. I'm gonna be a big giant dingus. First off, congratulations, Telltale. That's a great list. That's a great game. I'm not here to.
It did. Rogue Legacy did come out on PS3 for it. If you want to take it.
Well, yeah, but I think it came out much later on the Xbox. Like, I think that's Xbox One game.
If I came out other places like PC at the same time.
Oh, okay. So that would count?
That would count.
Okay. All right. Thank you for telling me. Yeah. No, I think I'm going to go. Here's the thing. You picked the wrong game.
Shocker.
Say this. You picked the wrong game.
For which pick?
Pick number three.
Okay.
BioShock 1's a great game. No, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it.
I was gonna say Infinite.
I was gonna say
Infinite's BioShock great. Infinite. I loved but Infinite.
I think the ending was. I saw it coming.
Yeah.
You know,
it's less of a twist.
All right. Here's what I'll say. BioShock 1, first off, you play the lesser version if you're on PlayStation 3. We get that. That's stated. That's a fact. But Infinite, that came out respectively everywhere, I think has a better setting. I love Rapture. I think when I say better setting, I think like the things you discover in the world, like the thing that'll always shock me was like you see segregated bathrooms. And it's like blacks and Irish. I was like, holy shit, they were super racist.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like those moments.
Comstock fucking sucked.
Mm-hmm. The timey-wimey twins, incredible. Mm-hmm. It's just
Skyhook, pretty cool.
Skyhook's great. But like,
and who doesn't love Booker Catch?
Yep.
Booker Catch.
I mean, love that.
Elizabeth and the Songbird are cool.
Right. I think it does a really great job to get away from the big daddies, but still keep it in that world.
Yep.
I think that's really ingenious.
Yeah. Infinite's great. It's a good game.
Infinite's great. But again, ending takes it from me. I actually, you know what? I said I wouldn't do it, but I genuinely believe this because there is sentimental value to it. I am going to take Batman Arkham City.
Yeah. That is a great pick.
I genuinely think that is the blueprint for the superhero game. Like, don't get me wrong, Arkham Asylum is great. Arkham City takes it to that next level.
Mm-hmm.
I think its open world stands the test of time. I think its story is one where they're not just giving you a Batman v Joker just to give you another Batman versus Joker. I think there's meaningful twists. And they test Bruce and Batman in ways that up until that time we just haven't seen before. And like the need of the Batman and Joker dynamic that carries on through. I think it's the best in its series. I do still think it is with Spider-Man 2 is like the best superhero game ever made.
And to add as to why I think that's a great pick is it continues the story of Asylum into City in such a great way. In a fact, like when we got a superhero game, they were all standalone things. They're all like single issues of a comic book where you get a new Spider-Man game. Okay, cool. It's a brand new story, different take on Peter. This was a continuation of what happened in Asylum. That's the reason why Joker is in the state he is in City and just goes all the way out throughout while also adding the best version of Gotham we've had and probably still to this day. And the fact you could be gliding around and hearing a phone ring and pick it up and it's Zaz be like, hey, I'm about to kill this dude over here. You better come. And that being organic.
Yeah.
They did so many amazing things in City.
And as a newcomer to the series, it was though a sequel, something where it's like, oh yeah, this make like it's easy for anyone
playing
to come
as
in
Catwoman
there.
Too. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
So cool.
PlayStation exclusive mission, if I'm not mistaken, right? Was that a pre-order in some sense? Was
that one? I honestly don't remember. Because there were like, I feel like the strategy guide had that part in it, and
yeah,
it came out on 360 at the same time. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
so, City, question, Kyle, do you want to have one more top five, like one more, like a
do you want to add another one and then a PS5? Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that. All right. Let me relook. Man, there's a lot.
I mean, here's the thing. I'm such a, you know, I'm a lock trap. You know, I got it all here in my noggin, baby. Ain't going nowhere.
My memory is terrible, so I need to look at a list.
Holy kidding, I am looking at too.
So again, here's the thing, where if I go with my heart, it might not be good from a draft standpoint.
Right.
And you're already, quote unquote, destroying me, which you're not. It's fine. Just again, it's up for people listening. Versions. Again, that's not a factor in why I'm picking these games.
Okay.
So do I... that would be funny if I picked that, but I'm not going to.
Just do it.
No, because I have a better PSN game.
Oh, okay. I mean, I got one.
Hey, I'll walk you through my thought process.
Okay.
Do I pick a underrated RPG gem in Ni No Kuni? That first one is a cult classic and so damn good.
Yeah. Did that come out on PS?
That was a PS. Oh, that is a good call. It wasn't. Thank you. You should have let me do it. That would have invalidated my list.
Yeah, it's fine.
I would have
told you not to do it anyway.
Sure. Well, do I go with one of the most underrated games that I talk about all the time, in Enslaved Odyssey to the West? That game's awesome.
Sure.
Not worthy enough for the top five, though. Oh, man. This is so strange. Also, I can't find the list I was just looking at. It's just gone.
Because then I'd be like Fallout 3, but like, you know, Fallout 3 is garbage on PS3. Like, that's the thing. Like,
all Bethesda games were not my jam, in general.
When I was like, I'm gonna play this on my PS3, people are like, look at the guide of how to play that game on your PS3.
Mm.
It will make you not want to play it on PS3. That's why I'm like, Elder Scrolls, like, because Elder Scrolls would be my number one on here. I don't think there's an RPG that does I'm still waiting for RPGs to do what Skyrim did. Like, that level system to me is, as a kid say, peak.
You know what? I will actually pick my PSN game now because I know what I want.
Okay.
I'm taking Hotline Miami.
That's fair. I was actually about to take it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Cult classic. That soundtrack is awesome. The gameplay is super hard, but between the perspective and again, it's very much like that one more run where you die and you're instantly back in the beginning to try to carve out a new path to get rid of everybody. And it's one of a kind. And there's so many imitators that have come since then that just haven't nailed it. Hotline Miami is incredible. And the fact that it was, I think it was cross-buy between PS3 and Vita.
It was, yeah.
It was like one of the earlier ones that did that. Yeah.
It's in The Last of Us Part 2. That's how good it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Should I use Kyle logic of like, I played this game, I think it was great? Or do I want to like...
It's not Kyle logic. It's just how I played the game. I didn't own an Xbox until we were podcasting.
Right. I'm just saying I feel like it's just a goddamn shame. That's all. It's just a goddamn shame.
What's more important? How it performs on your box of choice, or are you experiencing the contents of the game?
Both.
You're wild. No.
All right, fine. Let me use Kyle Stevenson logic, because it is legitimately one of my favorite games of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim.
Okay. The reason why I won't draft it, I don't like Skyrim. Fair and simple. Yeah, it's one of those games that never clicks, so you can have it.
Wow. This is a game so good that I bought it on all three systems.
And the toaster.
It on PC. What's that?
And a toaster.
Yeah, and then I actually did buy it on Switch, too.
No, I mean, like, the Alexa version, or whatever it was.
Oh, right, yes. I've even I've debated like turning it on my PS4 version, like buying it for like, I think it's like $15. I'm like, man, maybe I should. I mean, Skyrim does so much that we take for granted. Like the fact that I'm walking around a world and then all of a sudden I get attacked by this epic dragon and I'm fighting it. Right. Or like, I'm just walking along a forest and I'm seeing these bandits and I have to go and I fight them, or wandering around the village and I meet guardsman. He's like, I used to be a veteran like you till I took an arrow to the knee. Like, it has still some of the best side quests ever in a video game. The Brotherhood is some of the most eerie, haunting, yet probably is the best side quest ever. And you just get it by literally like doing a bad thing and then getting a note with a hamper, a bloody handprint, just going, "We know." And it starts like this, one of the eerie, you get summoned by a child who's making a goat sacrifice to bring on this dark force to carry on your misdeeds. Like it's where like the side content is better than the actual main game, because it just enhances the world around you so well. Where then you enter like these dwarven ruins and you see like, dude, there is a civilization much more advanced than us here, and just being in awe like that. There's so many layers to Skyrim, and we didn't even get to like the combat, which was so freeing. It was like, hey, listen, you want to be a mage that wears, you know, that wears chainmail? Go for it. You want to be a warrior that wears a robe and shoots, like, you want to be a paladin? You can literally make it by just doing those actions. By just going around with a mace and a shield, you actually become, you upgrade your abilities that way, is something that I miss in RPGs. Where the simple, like, hey, just, not just re-roll, it's like, I didn't want to be a wizard. I wanted like to switch. I think the only game that comes close to that is like Elden Ring, where you're not punished by re-rolling. This one's like, don't even bother re-rolling. Just become a wizard. Just use magic. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like, 3 hours later. It's like, no, you're actually pretty well equipped off the gate. Elder Scrolls V Skyrim is still one of the best RPGs ever made. Easily top five.
I know why people love it, just not a me thing.
Fair.
And again, a game that I know has sold a ton like GTA 5 because it's so important.
So important.
So it deserves to be on a list. Just
unlike GTA 5, people are playing it for the single player, and they're not playing GTA Online, which is a separate
people
thing.
Are still playing Skyrim now to see how they can break it and mod it. That's why they're playing.
That's the other awesome thing. Nexus mods as well.
Yeah. Can you put
Macho Man Randy Savage in GTA 5?
I'm sure you can.
I bet you they'll sell you Macho Man Randy Savage on GTA 5.
I'm sure they probably will.
I actually don't know if any of that's true.
I have a tough choice ahead of me, Joe. Mm-hmm. Because there are some that weren't on my radar, but now they are.
Tommy, walk me through them. I already know what I'm going to get. Because it's an indie. Remember, mine's is...
Yeah, exactly. Yours is like a PSN gem. Mm-hmm. Man, oh man. This is tough. So, question for you.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this would be my pick, but if I... Okay. This is tricky, because this... this leans into your plays better elsewhere argument, and I hate it, but... How different enough story-wise was Dead Space PS3 compared to the PS5 remake?
How much are they different?
Are they similar enough where if I were to pick the PS3 version, even though I played the PS5 version, do I still get the same vibe of what that game was in that era? Because I did play it for a little bit, just didn't finish it because I was too much of a scaredy cat.
Right.
Now I loved it.
Great question.
Not saying that'd be my pick, but I'm just trying to think it out.
Part of me says yes, but...
it's like cheating, though, because I have the image of the PS5 version.
Yeah, you have the image, and like the space portions are bad in the
PS5
version.
That's totally fair.
And they
completely
reworked it, and it's amazing.
That is totally fair. Okay. Yep, that makes sense. I'm okay with that decision. Okay. Man, oh man. There's still so many good games out there.
I'll give you time to think, because I already know I have the better list. You want me to tell you my indie game? Give you time to think?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
All these cute. Oh, Hotline Miami. Everybody got to the third level of Hotline Miami. Is like, fuck this game. Too hard. Like this. I get chicken guy.
You have the Dark Souls on your list. What are you talking about?
Too hard. Let me tell you something. I played Dark Souls. I've platinum Sekiro, Kyle. People.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so you starting this qualifier for this Hotline Miami being too hard. That's too invalidated. Hard.
Nobody
beat you play Kyle, hard games.
Kyle, nobody beat
you.
You're
just talking about how awesome Dark Souls was and how it revolutionized everything.
Everybody beat Dark Souls. You take a look at the completion rate.
Okay, Joe. Everyone beat Dark Souls. Sure,
Everybody beat Dark Souls. And like anybody who hasn't come out. Like, you take a look at the platinum rate of Dark Souls and Hotline Miami. Go up PSN profile. So look
no,
this up.
I don't feel all
right,
like
let's
it.
That's right. PSN. Is it Dark Souls?
I'm just over here finding other games to throw into contention. It's not helping.
Trophies. I mean, I don't have the platinum here. I played this on 360. I do not have it. But like, how many people beat it though? This is a good 8. Wow, 8 platinum, 3 playthroughs, 70 hours. This is for like what they said. But how many players?
Again, that's just anyone that opts into PSN profiles.
But these people are committed. They're the ones that are committed to.
Sure.
And let me just type in Hotline Miami guide. This kind of defeats my point, but
I had a feeling it might.
It said 9.9, very rare, but then you hover over, it says 4.5.
Sure.
Okay. And then let's see. It's not showing it here for Dark Souls.
It might be 9.9 for PSN profile users, but 4.0 at large, maybe.
That's fair. That's fair.
I don't know how that works exactly. I don't know how that works either, too.
How do I look at just games? Give me games. Dude, Dark Souls. This is more for you than for me. It's just to prove my point. Dark Souls 3.
Let's do you want me to look it up?
I'll look up. Don't test me, boy. Let's see how many more people. Oh, yeah. See, way more people. 16% of these folks, these kind folks, beat it on PS3. Dark Souls. So everybody beat Dark Souls. Everybody.
Sure, everyone did.
Everybody. It was like hard but fair, you know? All right. You got your last game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I do.
Okay, go for it.
So me going through all this, a few popped out at me. Mm-hmm. I think of XCOM Enemy Unknown. Oh. Fantastic. I think of I already said Ni No Kuni. I think of a Far Cry 3. Okay. One of the best Far Cries, if not the best Far Cry.
The best Far Cry, let's be real.
It's really, really good. And the DLC being Blood Dragon, awesome.
That's true.
I think of the Tomb Raider reboot. That was really good and a great alternative to Uncharted. Yeah. Like it brought Lara into the new age in a great way. And
there's so much DEI and just
shut up.
They got rid of her boobs. They made her woke.
How
or something.
Dare you? But I think I'm going to a game that a lot of people are like over in today's day and age. Okay. They're too big.
Take a risk.
They're too many of them. Sure. People get burnt out on it. But to me, this is the pinnacle of this era.
Something like Call of Duty, I'm going to throw you out.
No. Okay. This is what made me love this IP until it got to be too much. I'm going Assassin's Creed 2.
That's good.
One of the best open world versions of Assassin's Creed. I think Ezio is the strongest. One of the strongest main leads in an Assassin's
Creed game.
I'll
just say this right here. That was the strongest pick in this whole list. I can't believe I didn't think about it sooner.
Okay, wild.
It is strongest pick.
Which one would you rather play right now? AC2 or Mass Effect 2?
Mass Effect 2 on Xbox 360.
Shut up! Anyway, Assassin's Creed 2. I know not everyone loved the whole Desmond and Abstergo stuff.
That. Yeah.
I like how all I put was ass on the dock, by the way. But like, I fondly remember getting that platinum of like finding all the feathers and it being a tough thing. But I think Ezio as a main character was so strong that to me, every assassin since then, except for Cassandra, have been trying, and Bassem from Origin. They're all trying to catch up to Ezio. Yeah. Like, Ezio to me is the gold standard, the GOAT.
That's fair.
And Assassin's Creed 2, improved on the first game so much.
So much.
And it's the reason why I love Assassin's Creed games.
That's fair. I think that, honestly, strongest game. Strongest game in your whole list. I think that's actually the get. I would have picked Assassin's Creed 2. I don't think I ever really played it much.
Fair.
Because I was out there playing Bioshock on 360 and Mass Effect 2 on 360. And, okay. Listen, I could have, for my last one, picked a Braid. Because I think Braid was one of the games that started off the indie revolution that we all know and love, right? Mm-hmm. I could have picked Super Meat Boy because it's super challenging. Again, one of the games that started the indie revolution, right?
On Xbox.
Here's something that's interesting. Kyle, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Mm-hmm. Nobody talks. Everybody, though, like, those games have come and gone. Hotline Miami has come and gone. Sorry, Hotline Miami. It's just the truth.
No, yeah.
You know what's really lasted the test of time when anybody talks about, like, indies like this? Limbo.
That's a good pick.
Limbo's a really good game, y'all. And I think it tells a really good story through its environment. Imagine just like making a platformer that's like so incredibly sound while also like coming in and thinking this is back like mid-2000s, coming in and saying, I'm going to make a game that's purely told off its aesthetic, off the world. And you're never going to hear a line, but you're going to be so invested in this character's journey. I think that is why Limbo has stood the test of time. When you're talking about games that have stood the test of time, we're talking about legacy. Limbo is one of the greatest indies ever made. I think it's, people often strive for it.
Yeah, Playdead are great what they do. Yeah. Again, I didn't pick it because I didn't finish it.
Fair enough.
Again, my picks, I have played to completion.
I get it.
And most of yours, I have played to completion.
I'm glad you did.
Actually, only two of yours I played to completion.
So if you're trying to sell someone on your list.
Yeah.
What's your final pitch here?
What's my final pitch?
Yeah, what's the final pitch on this?
If you only have a PlayStation 3, the only console you own, the only way to experience video games, my list gives you variety, gives you incredible narratives, gives you awesome moments, and will last you so long because they're big games.
Right.
They're either replayability from like a Hotline.
Sure.
I think Walking Dead is the shortest one because there's a finite number of episodes and they have a finite end. You can replay for different narrative choices, but you don't have to. But all of the other ones, there's so much meat on the bones. And if you can only pick six games for your only console that is PS3 and not worry about these other jokers standing on the corners spewing their propaganda of plays better on this other thing, you only have PS3. So you're going to play what is on that system, and that is my list.
Again, I would have added Fallout 3 because that is known as one of the greatest RPGs of all time. But it don't work on PS3.
Also, I didn't play Fallout 3, so I would not be on my list.
Don't work on PS3. Just don't.
Sure.
I remember people returning them at GameStop saying, the game don't work, Joe.
I mean, you're saying this as you have Skyrim on your team. Also, did not work on PS3.
Because here's the thing, I use Kyle logic there.
You know? What do you mean Kyle logic?
Oh, shucks.
I know? Just said my logic is I played all these games. I have fond memories dang. Of them.
Oh, I guess I'll play, you know, Red Dead Redemption on 360. I guess I'll have to manage to play BioShock on PS3. I guess I'll.
Are you making fun that the fact that I was poor could only afford one console?
Yeah.
You fucking monster.
Listen.
Yeah, my mom didn't take me out of school and surprise me with a 360. God. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if this was a top tier rating, like our moms, my mom would win. There's not even a. There's no contest.
I don't know about that.
My mom will kick the shit out of your mom. All right,
she can try.
You kidding
me? Miriam can step up to Lori any time of the day. My mom's on Lori.
My mom is so much cooler.
Okay.
She appears on the podcast. She says fuck sometimes.
Oh, you.
She survived a fall down the stairs.
Oh no, not is she okay?
Yeah, she almost died. She broke her neck in such a way that it was able to heal. Not a lot of people know that. Yeah.
My mom almost lost a leg to a MRSA infection.
Well, my mom was an alcoholic because she overcame it.
Jesus Christ. I don't like this road we're going.
Where do you compete? Where do you compete against a 20
I'm out.
Year chip?
I'm out. I'm out. I can't. I'm uncomfortable. We've hit a new stage in where I don't care what else is happening. I want to end the episode right now.
Fair enough. Say my mom beat the shit out of your mom. In a fight, maybe not. But I would like to see my mom take a chair to your mom.
What are we doing?
Let's end this fucking show.
So, for those wondering what the lists are.
Wait, I gotta still sell my list.
I mean,
if you want the premier way, the games that, like, play them the way they were meant to play, the best way to play them, and the best games, non-PlayStation games, that we just made, it's my list. Dark Souls started it all. Ran great on PlayStation. Red Dead Redemption 1, one of the greatest games literally ever made. Ran great on PlayStation. Portal 2, amazing game. Ran great on PlayStation. Batman, Arkham City, pinnacle superhero game. Skyrim, Limbo, fantastic game. You know, there you go.
Yeah, and so to add, Joe just gave you his list, just in case you forgot what was on my team: GTA 5, Mass Effect 2, BioShock, Telltale, The Walking Dead Season 1, Hotline Miami, and Assassin's Creed 2. We'll be tweeting this out.
Yep.
We'll give patrons a chance to listen first, and then people will vote on who has the best team. And there will be no leading things. We're just going to throw out the teams.
No,
and
I'm just going to throw them out, and they're gonna vote on it.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a fair fight.
Sure.
Because people are like Mass Effect 2 on PS3. Okay. Everybody, that's been top tier. Kyle, we said this is going to be a short show. It's almost an hour.
I know.
We love y'all. Keep your wits about you. Keep hunting and keep playing PlayStation. See y'all next week.
Bye.